made an announcement that it's going to be delayed to 2022, possibly 2023. And that offsets all sorts of difficulties, delays for schools and difficulties for schools themselves that are waiting for the new schools, for teachers, for principals, for pupils, and also for the wider people of Oma. We are very, very angry as MLAs that the Secretary of State felt that she could disregard our mandates, come into this constituency unannounced, and not even had the decency or respect to ask MLAs to attend to hear this announcement. It is a strange way of doing business, but clearly the way the Conservative MPs seem to do it when you look at what David Davis has done in the past as well.
And while you didn't get the answers that you potentially were seeking the day before yesterday, I'm sure you will be seeking those via another avenue.
Absolutely. I have written to the Secretary of State in relation to concerns that I have had about this educational campus. This is six schools coming together on one site, 4,000 children on one site. This is not something that can be messed about. There's quite a lot of people who will be very annoyed about this decision, including various political parties beside my own. I've asked on continuous occasions for answers to questions about the concerns I have had about what I believe to be a potential delay. Now it's confirmed, but the Secretary of State didn't even have the decency to answer any of the letters, correspondence that I have sent to the Northern Ireland office.